Okay. Hey, Bilster.
Hey, Peggy.
How are you?
I'm good. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
So, tell me, what's your plan for today?
So, today we're just going to talk to our people. I know, they want to listen. They're really eager. They want to know what we want to talk about today.
Yeah, and I'm really eager to talk to them about it also, because it's a really pressing matter nowadays. You know, people don't talk about it so much.
Yeah. So, Vilta, what are you talking about today?
Today we're talking about drum rolls, mental health.
Yeah, today we're talking about mental health. So, yeah. Guys, stay still and listen until the end. Just stay with us.
Yeah. It's gonna be a good ride.
Yeah, and it will help many of you.
Yeah.
So, Vilster, what do you say? Let's start.
You know, before we start, you know, actually, people don't even understand what mental health is, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so today I'm going to tell you guys what actually mental health is before you start tackling it.
Yeah.
Mental health is actually, you know, the state of well-being in which an individual realizes their own abilities, ways they can cope with normal stresses of life, and how they can work productively to the community.
Exactly. So, we figure out, or with our research, in our society today, many live in abusive homes.
Very much.
Yeah. Then the problem is, no one actually talks about it. There are two major abuses that affect children living in such families.
Well, actually, I think this is a really good point, because you know, as much as mental health is involved, people only tend to look at mental health affecting grown-ups.
Yeah.
But mental health starts actually when, you know, children are affected out here, and children, because they don't have a voice, doesn't mean it shouldn't be addressed, you know?
Exactly.
So today we're going to talk about, you know, things that affect actually mental health in mostly teenagers and children.
In their families as they grow up.
So Peggy, as you're saying, what major abuses that are affecting children?
We have two. We have physical abuse and emotional abuse. So we'll start with physical abuse. So in our African society, physical abuse is usually entailed by men being the abusers and female being the recipients of such abuse. It usually entails being beaten, and it can go to an extreme of being sexually abused. Research has proven that not only women are abused, but also men are victims. Problem is, few or no men stand up to such claims.
Yeah, and I can attest to this because of, you know, like toxic masculinity.
Yeah,
and,
so and they're scared.
Yeah, men are really scared to talk, you know.
And this is not good. It won't help them.
Very much.
Then we have emotional abuse. This is the most common type of abuse. It stretches from being manipulated by your partner to doing things that your day-to-day life you will never think of doing. It could also take a form of belittlement, where your other half makes you feel that you're not good enough. This type of abuse breaks you emotionally, mentally, and even exhausts you physically.
Whoa. And it looks like it really sucks to be, you know, to like be in that loop of mental, like you're mentally unwell and mentally sick, you know.
First, for kids who are like, they watch this every day.
I remember growing up when I was a child.
Yeah.
Ata nikipigwa, like I used to even like when I get beaten, I used to like really cry, and I can imagine now how it feels for like a lady, like a girl, to be abused daily and daily and daily.
And the child is watching.
And not even have a talk about it, you know, and not even have a say about it.
Because the kid is so afraid of life.
Oh man, it really sucks, man.
Then, children who grow up witnessing such type of abuse grow up with psychological issues. They have trigger issues in that, as they grow up, when they're faced with something similar to what they saw their parents go through, they're easily triggered and could behave in somewhat unusual ways.
True.
Some of these triggers could go as far as causing panic attacks, anger issues, and so many other things. These kids could also suffer from codependent behaviors in their own relationships.
And this is something, you know, this is something people have actually assumed so much.
Yeah.
But you know, many people actually that are living right now in this generation of ours, you can probably, like, they tend to get into relationships and their partners don't understand them.
Exactly.
And yet it's probably a result of, you know, being physically abused or emotionally abused while they were young.
But it was just like, look for the partner that you share a lot with.
Exactly, you know.
Yeah, you just not pick anyone.
Communication, I usually say communication is key to, you know, yeah. to life. Communication is key to life. You know, when you talk to someone, find someone, talk to them, you know.
Know them better.
Yeah. So, Peggy, carry on.
So, the codependence behavior, it's a behavioral condition where a person encourages and enables another person's addiction, poor mental health, immaturity, or underachievement in a relationship. Codependent people thrive on need to be needed. Usually, most children who have been exposed to abusive homes feel the need to take care of other people's needs as they grow up, trying to protect the vulnerable. Experiencing the abuse, thus their source of gratification comes from taking care of others. These kids' need for love, protection, and nurturing and security go unmet while pretending to be strong than they are. They learn to deny the yearning to be taken care of. Instead, they look for opportunities to take care of others and will be attracted to relationship partners who have various issues in order to take care of them. While at it, they are predisposed to codependent relationships.
Mm. Actually, this reminds me, you know, As I speak right now, I'm in a relationship that I was the one who, you know, loved talking all the time. You know, I loved being the one who fixes.
But you know, you love talking. That's like you
are. Yeah, actually, it made me. You know, it kind of made me think that probably everyone that loves fixing people have codependency issues and have been loved, maybe mentally abused or something. But actually it's not everybody that, you know, loves taking care of
others
people needs, you know, has.
But in a way, such people, like, their love and attention when they were kids, they never got such.
Yeah, like, true. I'm a witness actually.
So to parents out there, you know, marriage is not a bed of roses.
Mm-hmm.
They all have their issues. But while at it, let's treat and protect the children. You know, some of the things we know to be insignificant have profound effects on the children as they grow up.
So much, actually, you know.
Yeah.
And mental health is actually a topic we can talk about the whole day, you know. But today, I think we'll just talk a little bit of how much to curb mental health and avoid the bad effects that comes with it, you know. Because mental health, you know, has effects, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so for the affected people, the ones that are going through mental health, listening out there, we've got you.
Exactly, we've got solutions.
Yeah, we've got solutions.
So... continue listening. Don't get tired.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a glass of water, you know, stretch yourself, because it's about to get steamy.
You can even get like a glass of juice.
Yeah.
Get some popcorns and eat. Yeah.
For the affected people out there, you know, before you start talking to somebody, you know, the first thing is, you know, you should avoid people who make you feel worse about your state.
Yeah.
If you tell them something and they're like, oh man, too bad, manze, you know, you're going through that shit. Me, I'm living my life. I'm feeling good, you know. Oh man, your life must suck. Avoid such people.
And avoid people who judge you.
Avoid judgmental people so much, I mean, you know. Life is too short. I always say life is too short, you know, to hang around bad people, you know. Life is too short to hang around bad people.
Do the few things that make you happy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Number two is probably take a walk, you know, take a stroll.
Yeah,
get somebody to talk to
while walking.
But don't listen to loud music while walking. You might get knocked.
And people can think that you're mad or something.
So as we were saying, So Peggy, you were saying, what is the third thing we should, like, the affected people like should do to...
People should write 100 things they love about themselves.
Ooh, this sounds interesting.
Like, make sure they are 100. Don't stop until they reach 100. You know, having these things written down helps you convince yourself that you've made the right decision, like, to move on from what you're going through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we said earlier, communication is the key to life.
Exactly.
So, yeah. If you communicate with yourself, first, it all starts with you, you know. If you communicate with yourself, you know, tell yourself that you are worth it.
Yeah.
Personally, I listen to affirmations every morning. When I wake up, when I'm in the shower, I turn on my internet and, yeah, go to YouTube and search for affirmations that tell me I am beautiful. You are worth it. You are going to make it.
Yeah, you'll make it, you know. You have to make it, my friend.
Yeah. And the fourth thing you have to do is, you know, you don't have to overshare. You don't have to tell somebody too much about, you know, what you're going through.
Yeah.
Yeah, because basically humans are judgmental. You know, we're all humans. You know, humans basically are judgmental, and the more you share, you know, you can take it slow. Yeah, just take it at your own pace. Okay.
Yeah.
The fifth thing is, you know, you should go beyond your friends. Talking to your friends could be a good thing, yes, but you might want to talk to somebody who doesn't know you.
Exactly.
Somebody who, you know,
won't judge you.
Yeah. Take it just beyond friends. Go beyond friends. You can meet somebody and, you know, ask them, hey, how's your day? My day is good. Would you like to talk? And, you know, if you meet somebody, Peggy,
yes,
tell me, if you're walking down the park probably and
yeah,
somebody just stops you and asks you if you'd like to talk,
Yes, I will talk.
Yeah, it's as simple as that, you know. We just love complicating things, you know. If you go beyond friends, just ask them and...
Or you can just, like, go to your social media, maybe on your Instagram, just text anyone you feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you
tell
know,
them.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a good thing in life, you'll get to make a new friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the last thing probably, it's don't worry about messing up, you know. The plan doesn't have to be perfect.
Yes.
You know, and not everybody has to like talking to you or listening to, you know, everything you have to say about it. Yeah, so don't stress yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Okay? And always remember that talking about mental health is a process. But sometimes there's situations when you need to find help right away. If you're in a crisis, don't wait. Your safety is the most important thing. You know, tell a parent, counselor, or teacher immediately.
Yeah, and if you happen to know Velstar, you can talk to him.
Talk
He's
to me,
He's a
baby.
Good listener.
Talk to me. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, without saying, we've only talked about, you know, the people that are affected.
Yeah.
So we tend to forget that there are people, the people that we now, like, if, let's say I have an issue, I come to you. Now, we want to talk about the people that are being talked to. You know, the listeners, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the listeners that, you know, the people talk to. Yeah.
Like when you go to Vilstan, you have a problem.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Vilstan.
Now we're talking about me.
Yeah.
Yes. Peggy, go on.
So, if someone is talking to you, let them finish their sentence and complete thoughts first before you interrupt them.
Mm-hmm. Learn to listen.
Yeah, learn mm-hmm. to listen.
Yeah.
Then let them know if you understand them. You just don't keep quiet while they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, throw in some mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, I get you.
Then avoid being judgmental. Humans, avoid that.
Avoid that.
Yeah.
You know, judgment is only for heaven, actually.
Yeah.
You know? We're all in the journey of life, trying to make it. Nobody has it figured out.
And you're not perfect.
Yeah, nobody's ever perfect, you know. Just try and listen.
Then you know? Take them seriously. Even if their story is funny, don't laugh. Just try and take them seriously.
That is one thing I've been really dealing with. You know, that is one thing I've been really dealing with. I'm generally, I can say I'm a funny person, but when people come to me with their issues and, you know, want me to talk to them about something, I really avoid, you know, making everything a joke.
Yeah.
Don't make everything a joke, because it might be a joke to you, but to them it's something really serious. You know, the moment that somebody decides to come and talk to you about something that it's affecting them, it really, just try and not. And if it's via text or, you know, many people use social media nowadays, you know, to talk. If it's via text or social media, avoid using emojis.
I really love using emojis.
Avoid using emojis. I've been trapped in that loop of using emojis.
Yeah, you should stop.
Yeah, but I should avoid using them nowadays. Okay, Peggy, carry on.
Then make yourself available to talk to again if needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't talk only once and then, you know.
And then you disappear. Yeah, and then you tick them.
Always check up. You know, after they've done talking to you, if you talk to them today, tomorrow, text them. If you know their place, go and visit them.
Just take them for a walk.
Yeah, they'll feel like, oh, someone is actually interested.
Ah, and someone cares. Yeah. Someone cares.
Yeah. Okay.
Then don't turn what you've been told into a gossip.
Eish, this one goes to women. God.
No.
Oh, Lord.
No, women gossip. Men
actually,
also
women gossip too much.
No.
Women gossip way too much. It's actually, yeah, it's actually good. You know, if somebody tells you something, just keep it a secret. Keep it among you two. There's a reason he or she came to you. Yeah, and there's a reason they didn't like go and vent it out on social media.
Yeah, and for women, we love gossiping, but just don't gossip about everything.
Put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah.
What if it was you and, you know, you went to somebody else to talk about something? Would you want, you know, your stories to go out and get gossiped about?
Yeah, just imagine how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Then, if you don't understand, do some research and learn about what you've been told.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then don't try and fix it.
Yani, don't overthink. Don't offer quick fixes. You know, don't try and like they tell you, Akivil, me, I'm going through issues. Yeah, I know, man. Zata, me, I'm going through issues. It really sucks, you know.
Like, think first before
yeah,
you like
think first
fix a problem.
Fix a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't fix it yet. Don't try and fix it yet. Somebody might just want to tell you. You know, one thing about mental health is many people would just love to talk about it and not to get a solution. You know, just the talking itself is a fix.
Yeah.
You know, the talking itself, just the talking. Like the moment they talk to you, they feel like it's been fixed already. You know, they don't want another psychiatrist. They don't want another therapist. You know. They just want somebody to talk to, and that alone is a fix in itself.
But if they need solutions,
you can offer. Yeah, do some research, learn about what you've been told, you know, and go ahead.
Solve their problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, this one has been a really good podcast.
Uh-huh.
I've really enjoyed talking about mental health. I really hope I'll be on the next one.
Yeah, Thank he'll you. Always be on the next one. We'll have another episode about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned.
Thank you.
Thank you for
listening. It's time for some water.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you guys.